Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Adi Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. Los Angeles County announced a new program this week that would bring some financial relief to residents living near the Chiquita Canyon landfill in Castaic. The program would allow people late on paying their tax bills to apply for a waiver for all the late fees. Homeowners who believe their property value has declined can apply for a decline in value review. Here's Supervisor Catherine Barger.
It is undeniable that the community is suffering. I continue to hear from frustrated residents who are no longer able to enjoy their homes and neighborhoods because of the odors.
A proposal from Governor Gavin Newsom to build housing and mental health treatment beds for Californians experiencing homelessness was narrowly approved by California voters. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati has more.
Proposition 1 allows the state to borrow nearly $6.4 billion to build treatment facilities and supportive housing. It also moves existing mental health funding from paying for services to build housing. In a statement, Newsom celebrated the win and called it, quote, the biggest change in decades in how California tackles homelessness. The governor led the Yes campaign, which vastly outspent opponents, but he ran headlong into a more conservative primary electorate, leading to a nail-biter result that took weeks to resolve. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
Venues, including fast food chains in airports, hotels, and convention centers, will be exempt from paying a new state-mandated $20 minimum wage to fast food workers. That's thanks to a bill California lawmakers passed earlier this week. CalMatters' Olivia Zhao explains.
One big justification supporters cited for excluding venues like airports and hotels is that some of them are already under union contracts that require workers be paid more than $20 per hour. That's according to both union leaders and the bill's author, Pasadena Assembly Member Chris Holden. However, it was not immediately clear just how many of these exempted locations actually are under union contracts. The bill is now awaiting Governor Newsom's signature and will go into effect immediately once he signs. Fast food workers at non-exempt locations are set to get their pay bump as of April 1st.
That was CalMatters reporter Olivia Zhao. A new report from UCLA researchers says nail salon workers are being misclassified as independent contractors and missing out on pay and benefits. LAist Josie Wong explains.
They wear the uniform of salon workers and use salon supplies, but thousands of manicurists are being treated as independent contractors and paid by the manicure. Researchers from the UCLA Labor Center say, as a result, some in the primarily Vietnamese immigrant workforce are making less than minimum wage. This has inspired a bill introduced this year in the legislature that would require in-language labor law training for salon owners and workers.
That was LAist reporter Josie Wong.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
A new affordable housing community with an innovative design opened in South Sacramento this week. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has the story.
How do you guys like your house?
I love my house.
Nice. Oh, man.
This past Christmas, Tiffany Timberman was able to give her four children something they've never had, a new home of their own after years in a crowded rental.
Watching our kids run through the house so excited and go into their rooms for, you know, the first time, like, this is mine, because they never really had their own space.
The Timbermans are one of what will eventually be 18 families to own their own home at Cornerstone, an affordable housing community that combines single-family homes built by Habitat for Humanity directly across the street from 100 apartments, serving everyone from renters with low income to those who are formerly unhoused. Roberto Jimenez is with Mutual Housing, which built the rental units. He says renters don't always dream of owning a home.
And I wanted to demonstrate to them that this is possible, and it's working. People are telling me already that they have an understanding that they now could potentially be a homeowner.
Jimenez says Cornerstone will help formerly unhoused tenants with rent, obtaining IDs, and mental health care. He adds this won't be the last community of its type, saying more projects are in the works. For the California Report, I'm Chris Nichols in Sacramento.
Each Habitat for Humanity family spent 500 hours helping build their own home. The calendar has been saying March for 21 days, but the main event, March Madness, starts today. From KQED, Ethan Tovin Lindsay reports that five women's teams from California made it this year, and three could win it all.
Stanford, which plays Norfolk State on Friday, has four-year starter Cameron Brink down low. USC, which plays Texas A&M Corpus Christi on Saturday, features freshman sensation Juju Watkins. And UCLA has a trio of all-conference players that share the glory. UCLA's first opponent is also from the Golden State, Cal Baptist, a private school from Riverside. Cal Baptist and UC Irvine both face uphill climbs to reach it out of the first round. On the men's side, only three California schools made it this year. The best storyline of the entire tournament may belong to the Long Beach State 49ers, who got to the postseason after their head coach Dan Monson was fired, even though he kept coaching the team.
You guys see the Seinfeld when George Costanza was trying to get fired and couldn't lose his job and still going to work every day, and that's me.
Long Beach State is considered a major underdog, playing the number 2 seed Arizona Wildcats. And St. Mary's of Moraga and San Diego State both are favored in their opening round matchups also today. For the California Report, I'm Ethan Tovin Lindsay.
And that is the California Report for Thursday, March 21st. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. The James Irvine Foundation, now accepting nominations for the 2025 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvineawards.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.